Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Christy.
Hello, Will.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I can't complain. Summer's upon us and the weather is finally not as rainy as it's been in weeks. How about you? Are you back? You're back from Connecticut. I see no hockey stick.
Oh, yes. No, back. No bat. No hockey stick. Back from Connecticut and enjoying my California time. But I was recently in your neck of the woods not too long ago in April.
I was in San Antonio
for my friend's wedding, for Trevor's wedding, the friend of the podcast, yeah. Trevor DeVal's wedding. And we left in the midst of one of your famous lightning and thunderstorms. It was awesome.
It's wild.
It's wild. Sue and I at one point were driving and we ducked in the car. We thought the car had been hit by lightning. That's how close everything was. We saw sparks and it was insane. It was awesome.
Well, everything is bigger in Texas, Will.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's awesome. So even the lightning storms are bigger. Well, speaking of bigger, we're getting closer to the big prize, aren't we? How'd you like that segue?
I thought that was fantastic, masterful, wonderfully executed. And yes, it is. We are counting down these episodes now, huh? With our amazing final.
This will give us three of the final four today. So we are getting close, and there's not a man left in the contest. The women have been crushing it.
Well, this should be interesting today then, because we have I feel like it'll be really cool to see our adjudicator. I can't not say that word.
I love it.
It's such a great word.
It's great. It's a great word.
Yeah, he's really great. You worked with him too, yes?
I did. We did. The first time I met him was on Transformers Robots in Disguise. Back in the day, and he is incredibly talented, has done over 100 different cartoon characters. He's been in the business for 30 plus years. He's done things like The Boondocks and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Star Wars. He's in the Star Wars world as well. But
well, of course,
his improv on Whose Line Is It Anyway is some of my favorite stuff.
I love him.
He's so talented and funny.
I'm so jealous you got to work with him.
Who's joining us today, Christy?
It's Gary Anthony Williams.
Yay, let's bring him in.
You know so many famous people, Will.
Well, you know more than me.
Yeah, Will, you seem to know everybody. Anytime Will comes over my house, he comes with a list of famous people that he knows. He's like, read my list, Gary, read my list. Like, come on, Will.
Gary, he not only has
every famous person who's ever visited his house sign his bathroom wall.
And everyone else
lives on his street. I swear he's neighbors with like half of Hollywood.
He forces them to use the bathroom when they come by there, which is ridiculous.
I do. I force them to use the bathroom and to wash their hands.
Yeah. Make sure you wash your hands.
How are you, Gary?
You know what? I was just in there altering my bathroom list of famous people. You know?
Were you? What Christy is actually talking about is my movie quote bathroom. So I have a bathroom where there's pens all over the place, and when anybody who uses it, you write up your favorite movie quote on the wall.
So the whole
bathroom is just full of random movie quotes.
Oh, that's
fantastic. Yeah, it is a ton of fun. And as we're talking, I'm wasting time because I'm zipping through my pictures. I'm trying to find the last picture that you and I took together, Gary, because I found it.
Uh-oh.
Not too long ago.
I got to put on my glasses and see what this was.
And now
you got to do face recognition. Well, there's too many famous faces
to recognize.
What is
face recognition? What is that?
On an iPhone, it can actually locate people that frequent your photo stream, and it will tell you
that
if there's
sounds
duplicates.
Like that's super difficult to try to figure out how to do any of that stuff. You and I got introduced, I think, originally through Mitchell Whitfield.
Where?
I want to say one of the first. Now, we might have worked together back in the day on either Batman or Justice League, but then we definitely worked on Transformers Robots in Disguise.
Yeah, and what? Wow.
Mitchell was Fix-It, the little robot, and I was Bumblebee, and you came and played with us a couple times.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I came in a few times there to the studio.
And it was
that was
a
when
ton
people
of
left their home to do voiceover. Remember that time?
Wasn't that the best?
I have to say now, though, dude, I love it so much, man. Just
really?
Going into this big-ass metal booth next to me. I love it.
Will's already in that booth.
I live in this booth.
See, I have a hard time getting good internet reception in when I'm in the booth.
Oh,
or
really?
Or else I would do everything from my booth. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a big standalone box of big metal box.
So now, are you recording anything with a cast right now, or is it all by yourself?
Yeah. Haley's on it, right?
I don't go to the studio anymore.
Oh, at all?
Okay. No. There's nothing there for me.
I miss it, though. I miss it so much being with the whole crew of people. I really do.
Yeah. Now and then, like, there's a couple of shows I do where we do groups over Zoom.
Oh, okay.
I probably, since COVID hit, maybe I've left the house four times maybe to do cartoons. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's a good segue to what are you doing now? Like, what is all the stuff you're working on now?
I am so jazzed about your new Disney Channel show, Gary.
Yay!
Have you guys met, by the way? I'm sorry, Christy, Gary, Gary, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Gary
Anthony Williams.
I'm
originally from Georgia. I live in California now. I enjoy nature and gardening. And science. So there's three of my
That's
joys.
It. I'll take him. Tell us what we won, Will.
I love that. We've talked about in your intro, we're talking about the Boondocks and we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're talking about how you're part of the Star Wars, the Clone Wars world, which anytime you're in the Star Wars world, it's like nerd heaven for me. But right now, what your big thing is Haley's on It, right?
Yes. Haley's on It comes out on Disney June 8th and then starts streaming immediately following on the next day. And by the way, did you guys hear how fancy I am? I say immediately. I don't say immediately.
I like it.
I think that's the only way to say it.
Do you say schedule?
I do. I'm immediately going to schedule this before I go to shul.
You're from Atlanta, so is it pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan. Nice. See, that's a whole different.
If you're black Atlanta or if you're white Atlanta. I'm from south of Atlanta. I was born proper in Atlanta, but I'm from the woods down there. It's pecan.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Pecan pie. Yeah,
I'm in Austin, Texas, so I just don't even know what we say.
Y'all say pecan. I think you say pecan there.
Do we really know?
Can I have a pecan, please?
I'll have one
pecan for lunch, a pecan for dinner, and a sensible pecan.
Schedule it.
Yeah, schedule my pecans, would you?
Oh, that's so funny.
What were we talking about? Something.
We're talking about Haley's on It.
Haley's
we're
on
talking
it.
About Haley's on It, which, by the way, I feel like I got to say this. It reminds me a little bit of Kim Possible. I don't know if that... If you know of Kim Possible, but she saved the world.
I do know of Kim Possible. Let me just say this about this Haley's on It. So, since the Great Plague hit us, I've been recording everything at home in this booth. Yeah. And I've been doing Haley's on It now for a while, recording. Mm-hmm. And I just, for the first time last week, got to see an episode.
Right.
And I literally said out loud, oh, I didn't know this was this good. I was so embarrassed. It was so fun to watch. It was like, oh, they made me look so cool. Oh, listen to the great music. So for all of those people who don't know, and Christy and Will, I know you guys know everything. This isn't for you guys. This is for the people listening to you guys.
Fair
I
enough.
We
know
agree.
You two know everything.
That's what
I
we're here for.
There's nothing I do not know.
You taught me how to jumpstart my Tesla with a bobby pin and a stick of bubble gum.
It's
and
super
I appreciate
easy.
That.
It's super easy.
So Haley's On It is about a little girl speaking to her Kim Possible who's going to save the world. She's this 13-year-old girl. She started writing down lists of things that she wanted to someday do. Most stuff was like stuff she was kind of scared of, like, I want to ride every ride at the theme park, because she was like afraid of them. Like just lists of things she wanted to do. And it turns out her checking off this list in the future saves the universe, saves the whole world. So someone from the future comes and go, Haley, you got to make sure you check this list off. President Serena Williams has credited you with saving, saving the world. So now she's got to go and check off all those things on her list. I guess in short, the show is kind of about facing your fears or conquering your fears, actually. But yeah, that's who she is. I play Beta, who's this most intelligent AI in the universe, who comes to her in the form of it's typecasting.
Typecasting.
Here's what they did, first of all, before I even auditioned, they were like, we need you to take an intelligence test. I scored higher than anyone in my house.
Method, you're so method.
Not anyone in my house, anyone who's in the room of my house, and I took it. And so I got
Isn't there no one in your room, Gary? Isn't there just a box?
It was just a box. I scored higher than the box, and I got the job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm this smart little AI that used to be like a smartphone, and now she's put him in the body of this cute little cuddly teddy bear, which he hates because he is just a grumpy, very smart artificial intelligent being. Doesn't think much about humans at all, except he does have a soft spot for Haley. And his job is basically keep her on task, keep her on the list, tell her what the most optimal list item she needs to check off is next.
Oh, that sounds like a great show.
It really is fun. And the music, so fun.
Okay.
Like so fun and like self-aware of like, one thing on her list is she's supposed to kiss her best buddy, Scott. At the time she wrote this, she was like, oh, he's kind of cute. I'm going to kiss that guy someday. Now they're best friends. And she's still like, he's kind of cute, but he's also my best friend.
Yeah, friend zone.
Yeah, exactly. So she doesn't really want to kiss him, but she kind of does. So in one of the episodes, the first episode, actually, she's riding every ride at the fair and she goes through this tunnel of love. And this beautiful song starts playing, Christy, about go ahead and kiss your best friend. Like, it's so
We can relate to that.
Yeah. And it's completely
our characters hooked up.
Just characters. Just characters.
Just our characters.
Guess what I'm not here to do? Guess what I'm not here to do is judge you two. I'm not going to do that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because actually that's exactly why you're here. You're our guest
judge
for the contest this week.
We have candidates right now. We have two contestants. They're in the waiting room.
Actually here to judge. That's the point.
I have a judge's robe in my closet. I could have easily. I never know when I'm going to have to walk around judging others. I just didn't expect to judge you two today.
Well, no, you don't have to judge us, but you are going to help us judge our two contestants for the day. So,
yes.
So here's what we're doing, Gary. We started something wonderful called the Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor.
Oh, sweet.
And we have, we blanketed the United States and ended up with over 4,500 entries.
Wow. Okay.
And we brought it down to the Sweet 16, and we are now picking our final four.
Wow. Okay.
It is a ton of fun, but it is very, very difficult. We, the winner, so everybody out there who has been following the contest, of course, knows this already, but the winner gets flown out to Los Angeles. They are having lunch with Christy and I. They get $1,000 spending money. They get a half an hour to an hour long training session with directors Sam Riegel and or Mary McGlynn over there at Critical Role.
Neither of those people suck at all.
And the biggest prize of all, they sign with CESD, my voiceover agency, for a year.
Oh, look at that.
So they win a contract.
Wow.
And we had people from all over the country enter, and we've had a ton of fun, and we'd like you to help us this week. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it is so wonderful and so awful because everybody that's left is so incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They could all be signed. The first game that we played was called By the Numbers, where we had dialogue for them, but the adjudicator, the guest judge, by picking random numbers would actually pick their character, which was created on the spot. So, hey, you were a six-year-old flower that's in the middle of an allergic reaction. And that's how they got to the next round. We brought them down to our eight. Now our eight are becoming the final four, and we are playing a game today that we call Extry, Extry, Read All About It.
Extry.
And as we have said, we're looking for a fully well-rounded voice actor, and voice acting is not just animation. It is also ad reads.
Absolutely.
So we are going to be concentrating on ad reads today, and our two contestants who have made it this far, again, now from 4,500.
You see where this is headed now, right, Gary?
Yeah. We have Haley from Texas, and we have Eileen from North Carolina.
Okay.
So I think was Haley first in the...
Wait, am I going to actually meet these people or just listening to them?
No, they're going to be popping on right now, and they're going to go head to head.
I really wish I had known this. I would have gotten out my judge's rope, and I'm not even lying.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I think Eileen from North Carolina was first. So if we could bring Eileen in very quickly.
Oh boy, here we go.
We're
going
to say hi to Eileen. As she, there are no men left in the contest, by the way. The women have been killing it. So everybody left.
The women have destroyed.
Destroyed.
Let's just be honest. That's what should have happened a long time ago. Politically, we would be in a much better place if we got rid of all these men and let women run things.
I mean, I'm not going to say it, but okay, you said
We all know that's true. That's a given.
Well, no, the talent has been amazing. The talent has been amazing, frankly. But now it's getting so difficult because everybody's
It is going to be a very interesting episode.
So here we go.
Now, is that pronounced Eileen? It's H-A-Y-L-E-N-E, but it's pronounced Eileen?
It
yes,
is.
Sir. It's in Spanish.
Ay, ay, como claro que sí, en español, claro.
Sí, claro.
Claro. Y entonces, ¿tú vas a hacerlo en español o en inglés?
Ay, quisiera yo en español, pero no.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Will, oh, by the way, Will, Chrissy, I forgot to tell you guys, I speak every language.
That's impressive.
Well, I would only think that the AI, all-knowing yes. phone bot, would know how to
would
speak every language.
Would know how to speak every language. Yeah.
Yep. Eileen Rodriguez. All right. This is exciting. First of all, nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
And those people that they have the contest winners set up with, those are some solid folks that you would get a chance to meet. But obviously, if you've made it this far, you already are good. So let's just
That's
be
what we say, too. Everybody left could easily be signed, but we are looking for the colleague to jump in with us to the booth day one. Eileen, welcome back. Congratulations again on making it this far.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you here. Do you have your dialogue that we sent you?
Yes.
All right. This is so good. You are going to be up first, but we are just saying hi to everybody right now, and we will be right back with you. So welcome back, and we'll be with you in a second.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eileen.
Bye, Eileen.
Bye.
And now we are bringing in Haley from Texas.
She's like in Austin, if I remember correctly.
Say, where was Eileen from?
Eileen is from North Carolina.
North Carolina, yes. And then now Haley
and
is
now
from
Haley
Texas.
And now Haley is from Texas. There's Haley.
Haley's got all kinds of microphone setups back going on.
I know. I've even got like a little Isovox in the corner for when I'm like actually recording stuff.
Oh, this is getting harder because I know all the faces now. Everybody
I
pops
know.
On.
You really
like
do
I'm
know all the
friends
faces.
With everybody
oh,
now.
Would it help to cover up my face?
No,
so
it wouldn't help
no.
at all. It wouldn't help
oh,
at all,
no.
Haley.
I tried.
Haley, this is Gary.
Hi.
Hi, Gary.
Gary Anthony Williams
Hi.
Is our guest judge for
Ooh.
The week. He's the voice of most of the stuff you watch.
Brilliant. Love that. No pressure.
No,
look, hey, I'm one of those people who believe that everybody good should be in voiceover, so there's no pressure for me.
That's
if you
how
don't
I'm
win
to.
This, you've already won, clearly. And if I were you, I would just drive to LA and push people out of the way of the microphone and start talking in it.
Brilliant. I actually already am. I'm moving to LA next month anyway. So
see, there you go.
What? You say that yes. before they give you a free trip.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
The free stuff
I mean,
first.
I mean, I've always
if I
wanted
teach you
to
one
go
thing,
to LA.
Hush your voiceover hole right now. Get that free stuff first, and then tell them you're moving anyway.
We don't. I will tell you though, we're a very legal like contest. That's not one of the disqualifications. So. You will get a free ticket. Yeah,
you'll still get to go.
It's a free ticket.
You'll
okay.
still get to go. All right, Haley.
Okay.
Well, welcome back. Congratulations
welcome
on making
back.
It this far.
Back.
And you have all
thank
your dialogue
you.
Ready for this week.
Right there.
Perfect. So your fellow contestant was here first. So we will go in mm-hmm. order and then we'll switch it around for round number two. But we will be right back with you
great.
As we
exciting.
Start round number one of Extry Read All About It. Thank you so much, Haley.
Make sure you drink your voiceover liquids before. I don't know what that means. That doesn't mean anything. I'm sorry. I just
yeah.
made that up. That means nothing to me.
Water
counts? That means nothing.
I guess.
Don't
sure.
listen to me. Just listen to me, but don't listen to me.
I guess swallow your spit. I don't know. I don't know, Haley.
Whatever
know.
It takes.
Good advice.
Oh, whatever it takes.
All right, Haley. We'll see you in a second.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We are once again back into the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. And if we could please bring Eileen from North Carolina back. Here she is.
Hi.
So here we go. We are going to be starting with line number one we sent you. And again, we are not going to say anything. We're not going to get in your head. We're just going to see what you do with line number one. And then we'll give you some notes afterwards. So if you would, please, line number one at your pleasure.
Everything nowadays is so complicated. Smartphones, smart TVs, smartwatches. I can't keep up. I miss the days when things were dumb. Why can't I have a dumb phone? Why can't my watch just tell time? Would that be so bad? I just want to take a deep breath and get back to simplicity. That's why when I need to write something down, I reach for a good old-fashioned number two pencil. And not just any number two, but a Dewar's number two. Dewar's pencils. They work just fine and have for over 100 years. Now that's a smart pencil.
Thank you so much. Gary, any notes?
First of all, I got to go buy that pencil.
Thank you.
Good. That's a good sign.
I don't have the copy in front of me, but I actually do want that the right before the Dewar's pencils. I just want to billboard the product just a little bit more.
Okay.
I reach for it. What was that line about? I reach for something.
Oh, I reach for a good old fashioned. Yeah, good old fashioned number two pencil.
Okay.
Yeah, and also like make sure we hit that too, because that's a trick of the brain of what people think you're going to be talking about. So play that up for me a little bit, and then play up that product name a little bit. And just for me, Will, I would just slow this piece down just a little bit.
Okay.
Christy?
I really liked it. I agree. I think you should slow it down a little bit, or maybe I think the word that I would be looking for is intentional. So I think that it was not monotone, that's for sure, but it was almost like it was one very lighthearted emotion. I think like you could give it a little bit more personality. That would be my note overall.
Okay.
I can expand on that.
Yeah. And by the way, you're getting a lot from two different people. That I should have just started out as saying I really did like that read.
Yeah.
By the way,
thank you.
I should have just started that out. But like, if I'm going, hey, what do I want more out of that right now? That's what I wanted.
So I guess my question is, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the guest's name.
I'm Gary. Gary Anthony Williams. I'm very handsome.
He speaks Spanish. He speaks all languages.
He's doing great. But when you said I reach for a good old fashioned number two pencil, are you saying like be intentional with the beats, or emphasize old fashioned a little bit more?
Yes and yes. Personally, okay. I don't know how Will feels or Gary. Yeah, go ahead.
Because the audience has no idea you're about to talk about, you're about to sell them a pencil right now.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that's what we want to go back to. Like you could be saying, I reach for a good old fashioned shotgun, whatever it is. The audience has no idea what you're about to sell them right now. So that's the first time they're going to go, wait, what? What are we? Oh, wow. Okay. We're listening to pencils right now.
And you know, Eileen, I think the fix for that, rather than you making like a lot more like sort of personality choices and putting more like sort of like funness about it, right? I guess is the word I would say. But like, I think if you almost let the words feel really like Gary's saying, like new, but almost like juicier, like you're pronouncing them in a way that's not necessarily over articulated, but it's like this old fashioned pencil that, see, there's like an inherent interest in the words to like inform people of what you're doing. So that's just my, yes, I think I spoke too much, but.
let me just say this last thing, and this is not a note. If I was doing a commercial right now and I was getting this much input all at once from everybody, I would tell them to shut up and one person talk to me.
Welcome to I Hear Voices.
If I was getting this much input all at once, I would really be like, pow, boom, head just exploded. So don't feel like weirdo if you can't hit every one of our notes in this next read.
Okay.
I always keep it very, very simple, and I would just say slow it down a little bit. That's it.
Okay. I think slow it down is definitely, I think we all three agree on that note. So if you want to take that one as your biggest one, I think if you want to take that one as your biggest one.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So,
all right. So yeah, just give it another try, with all that in your head now and see where you go from there. All right. Anytime.
Everything nowadays is so complicated. Smartphones, smart TVs, smartwatches. I can't keep up. I miss the days when things were dumb. Why can't I have a dumb phone? Why can't my watch just tell time? Would that be so bad? I just want to take a breath and get back to simplicity. That's why when I need to write something down, I reach for a good old-fashioned number two pencil. And not just any number two, but a Doer's number two. Doer's pencils. They work just fine and have for over 100 years. Now that's a smart pencil.
Thank you so much, and we will be right back with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eileen.
I thought it was good. She took the note to slow it down a little bit. I think she can maybe find some more peaks and valleys, but overall, she's got a great timbre, and I like the acting's there, so that's always good.
Hey, when she's been reading stuff with you guys in the past, does she ever do any older stuff? She always keeps it in that age range.
We did bring her through some of the older stuff, but she's definitely more comfortable in the younger age range. And some of the younger stuff she was doing is great. Was really good.
I can hear that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, let's bring back contestant number two. We are bringing back Haley from Texas. All right. So we got line number one there, and we're not going to say anything, and we're just going to let you take line number one and see where you go, and then we will throw way too many notes at you. So
love that. All about that.
Here you go. Line number one, at your pleasure.
Everything nowadays is so complicated. Smartphones, smart TV, smart watches. I can't keep up. I miss the days when things were dumb. Why can't I have a dumb phone? Why can't my watch just tell time? Would that be so bad? I just want to take a breath and get back to simplicity. That's why when I need to write something down, I reach for a good old-fashioned number two pencil. And not just any number two, but a Dewar's number two. Dewar's pencils. They work just fine and have for over 100 years. Now that's a smart pencil.
Gary?
Nice. This is going to be weird what I'm going to ask you for, because that was a super nice read. And tell me, guys, if I'm stepping out. I'm curious as to what she would sound a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That read, just because she's talking about going back to simpler times. Mm. I'm just curious with your voice what it would sound like if you aged her up a little bit. But that was a super nice read. I'm just really curious as to hear.
Christy?
I agree with him. I agree with Gary. I'm not going to give you any more notes. Listen to what Gary's saying on that one.
Okay, great.
I'd like to hear it like that too. I thought really interesting choices. I liked them quite a bit. I felt like you were talking to me. Which I liked. So yeah, let's try one. Age her up.
Maybe
5 to 10 years.
Teacher
and see what
vibes.
Yeah. Again, you're talking. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
If
talking
you do
to students
like
or something.
Yeah.
Love that.
Just for the
silly
hell of it.
Gen Z students. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime you're ready, Haley. At your pleasure.
Everything nowadays is so complicated. Smartphones, smart TV, smart watches. I can't keep up. I miss the days when things were dumb. Why can't I have a dumb phone? Why can't my watch just tell the time? Would that be so bad? I just want to take a breath and get back to simplicity. That's why when I need to write something down, I reach for a good old-fashioned number two pencil. And not just any number two, but a Dewar's number two. Dewar's pencils. They work just fine and have for over 100 years. Now that's a smart pencil. And that's my cat deciding to say hello. I don't know if you can hear that.
I was looking away. I missed the whole cat thing. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it.
Good.
Oh, you're good.
Because she was literally right next to me going,
oh, no, we couldn't hear it.
You were good.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, Haley. We will be back with you.
We'll
be back with you for line number two. Thanks. All right, so we like to do a brief overview right when we finish the different rounds. And unfortunately, we're very frank because we're trying to get to where we're getting to. I thought Haley won that round. Frankly, that's my personal opinion. I thought Eileen was great, but I don't know. I thought the choices that Haley made and the acting was just a little bit better. That's my personal opinion. Gary?
I'm a little torn between them because I could see and you guys have heard both of them before, but I could see Eileen doing a lot of younger work.
Absolutely.
With that voice. Her voice is very inviting on the younger tip.
She's also good too. When she was playing the different characters
I can hear it in her voice, and there's some timing. There's some good timing in her voice.
Right. There is.
So I'm kind of at a toss up just because we only had her do that one way with some instruction. So I kind of lean back on what you guys have heard them both do as well.
But toss up is good. I mean, again, if I say Haley won that round, I mean barely. But I would say taking the direction that she did, deepening her voice a little bit, she showed a little more range in that first round. Mm-hmm. That could also be on us because we didn't ask Eileen to show us any more range in her voice. But that would be what I would say. Christy?
I agree with you. I think that I really truly think that Haley won that one.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see.
Then what happens now?
Now we go to line number two. We do it all over again.
Excellent.
Don't worry. We have another round.
And then after round two, what we do is they've been prepared with lines number one and lines number two, and then we throw a third mm-hmm. line at them that they have to read cold.
Oh, this is fun.
So we are going to round number two now. And you know what? Why don't we bring Haley back in first? So we are switching it up and it's not, we are listening to different people at different times. I think that'd be the better way to do it.
Great.
So we will bring Haley back. Hello, Haley.
Hello.
We would like you now, and we will stay out of your head for the first run through. If you could just give us line number two at your pleasure, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. That's a couch. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. Oh, great rug. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. You can spend all the money in the world on your furniture, but if you can't see it, who cares? That's where Flerman's Lamps comes in. With over 30,000 square feet of store space, Flerman's has everything you could possibly want for all your lamp and illumination needs. Because if you can't see it, then who cares that you have it? Flerman's, with 11 convenient locations in the Pennsylvania area.
Thank you very Flerman's.
Much. I'm sold on Flerman's.
I've had to invent so many products.
I love
Gary,
Flerman's
just
lamps.
So you know, Will massive wrote, store. Will always writes these, and it's just so fun. It's just so fun.
Well, I have a new number two pencil I got to hurry up and get out and get. And hopefully it's on the way to Flerman's.
It's on the way to Flerman's. Perfect.
You can write down which lamps you want with your new viewer's pencil.
Exactly. Oh. All right. Gary, do you have any notes?
I don't really have any notes. Like literally my note would be, hey, do me another read a different way that you want to do it. Like, I don't really have any notes on that read, honestly. So,
Christy?
I agree. I think Haley's a solid, you know, I think she's solid. And I think that would hold up as a booking. You know, I just think it would be, if she wanted to do it again just for fun and make some bold choices, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I would just say that. I would say like, oh, we got what we need. Like, what, you want to do something with it? That's what I would say if I were producing that.
I'm not even going to add to that. Let's just hear your take two and see what happens.
Something.
At your pleasure. Whatever you want to do.
That's a couch. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. Ugh, great rug. You want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. You can spend all the money in the world on your furniture, but if you can't see it, who cares? That's where Flerman's Lamps comes in. With over 30,000 square feet of store space, Flerman's has everything you could possibly want for all your lamp and illumination needs. Because if you can't see it, then who cares that you have it? Flerman's, with 11 convenient locations in the Pennsylvania area.
Fine.
Thank you so
would
much.
Would you do? Can I do one thing?
Of course.
I'm just curious. Even if it's the first three lines, mm-hmm. can you do one just totally deadpan,
totally
almost like literally just a deadpan kind of?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Almost like
yes.
What was that guy's name?
Like, Ben almost
Stein
sarcastic.
From way back in the day. Yeah. Just like it does not need to be the whole thing. I'm just curious about something. Okay.
Ben Stein. Oh my God.
Oh,
yes.
My God. Didn't he have like a kids game show on?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, an adult one too. Ben Stein's money.
Yes, that one. Yeah. Oh my God, I love that.
Okay. Maybe that's what I was thinking, lines, but I was a kid when I watched it.
So. Yes, girl, same.
It doesn't have Haley. To be the whole thing. Just a line. I'm curious about some.
Yeah. That's a couch. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. Great rug. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. You can spend all the money in the world on your furniture, but if you can't see it, who cares?
Okay, I'm good.
Thank you very much. We'll be back with you.
Thank you.
She takes direction really, really well.
That's literally what I wanted. That's the only reason I wanted to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she takes direction incredibly well.
Okay,
let's bring Eileen in. Hi, Eileen.
Whoa.
So, Eileen, if you could do us a favor, we will stay out of your head, just let you do whatever you want, and take a swing at line number two, please, at your pleasure.
That's a couch. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. Great rug. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. You can spend all the money in the world on your furniture, but if you can't see it, who cares? That's where Floorman's Lamps come in. With over 30,000 square feet of store space, Floorman's has everything you could possibly want for all your lamp and illumination needs. Because if you can't see it, then who cares that you have it? Floorman's, with 11 convenient locations in the Pennsylvania area.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Yeah, I would give almost the same note I gave you on that last time, which is just slow it down some. And if you could make her a couple of years older for me, that would even help you slow it down. If you think you got that in you, just age her up a little bit and slow it down a little bit for me. That's all I have to say about that.
Christy?
I completely agree with Gary. That's it. I'm not going to give you too much. Yeah, I love it. I love what Gary just said.
Yep. Let's slow it up a little bit and see if you can make her just a little bit older and go from there. But
by the way, I missed this. How can we ask ages on here? I'm just curious how old you really are.
22.
All right. Wow. Okay. That's great.
All right. Just like the song.
So, Eileen, at your pleasure.
That's a couch. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. Great rug. Want to know how I can tell? Because I can see it. You can spend all the money in the world on your furniture, but if you can't see it, who cares? That's where Floorman's Lamps come in. With over 30,000 square feet of store space, Floorman's has everything you could possibly want for all your lamp and illumination needs. Because if you can't see it, then who cares that you have it? Floorman's, with 11 convenient locations in the Pennsylvania area.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back for round number three. Anybody thoughts?
I think all her. Oh, yeah, please.
Christy's chomping at the bit for
Christy's really got that hand up.
What are your thoughts, Christy?
I really love Eileen's tone. She has such a fun, there's something about her that, and actually, I don't know if maybe Gary, if you can feel me on this one, but she kind of reminds me of the voice character who played Moana, who is playing Haley, Haley's on it. She's got this fun, youthful, almost like youthful, rebellious kind of grit, but it's just really like modern. And I really like, I agree when Gary says that she would work in her particular like niche. I think she would. It's tricky because with this, we are looking for the most well-rounded.
Sure.
You know, because that's really what we're trying to do is set somebody up to have a very long career. Yeah, now, that isn't to say that Eileen couldn't play that character like when she's my age, right? Because it's her voice and it's her tone and that's not going away. I love her tone. I don't know about her acting chops when it's compared to Haley. Haley is a singer. Haley is many things, and she's in the pocket of creating character background.
Yeah.
And so for her to make those adjustments, like you said, Will, she's extremely directable. It's, I think, because she has so much perspective.
Yeah.
Those are my 10 cents. My 2 cents?
I think it was both. That was your 12 cents. I think it was your 10 cents. Yeah,
Christy's giving out a dime. Most people give their 2 cents. Christy's giving out a dime.
She got a whole lot. She's five times.
I'm a horrible budgeter. It's no.
I think that her voice is charming and very young. And I think she can absolutely make money off of that voice. I think it's very young. She can take some direction, but she just has a very, that's why I asked her age. I don't know if that was appropriate or not. She sounds young and youthful, and it is, her voice is actually very engaging for me to hear.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's going to be more in that same field. I mean, you guys heard a lot more of her than I have today, but.
Yeah, I think, again, it's she does have that youthful exuberance that everybody wants to cast. I mean, which is great. But when you're looking for the all-around kind of, you're going to, you know, again, as Christy was saying, Haley seems a far more polished actor. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that can't happen for Eileen. We're just unfortunately talking about just today.
Right. Exactly.
But you know, let's see what they do with the cold read and go from there. But Eileen is right in the wheelhouse of what everybody's looking for voice-wise nowadays.
Yeah.
But as for well-rounded, we'll have to see. So let's, I don't know, let's say, Christy, left or right? So left hand is going to be Eileen. Right hand is going to be Haley.
Okay.
No, wait, that wouldn't left. Be... Yeah, no, okay, good. That does work. So left is empty. So right hand okay. is Haley. So Haley's going to go first. We'll just keep it as fair as possible. So let's bring Haley in first and give her... Hey, Haley.
Hello.
So once again, we are throwing a cold read at you.
Yep.
Can you see the line of dialogue there?
Yeah.
All right. We will stay out of your head for the first round. Go ahead. At your pleasure.
I can't remember the last good night's sleep I had. It's like I hit 30 and my body just said, that's it. Be prepared to be tired for the rest of your life. I was dragging at work and had no energy to play with my kids. Then I found Tranquil, the new app that not only tracks my sleep patterns, but suggests certain types of meditation coupled with soothing white noise to guarantee me the full night's sleep that I haven't been able to find in years. Just by answering a few simple questions, Tranquil has changed when and how I sleep. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I have all the energy I need to be the parent my kids need. Thanks, Tranquil.
Gary?
I want to go a totally different direction with this read.
Yeah.
It needs to be one of those, like if you were watching television and the lights are really low and it's very just earnest, like let me help you find what worked for me. Like, okay. So it's
super genuine.
Yeah. Super genuine. I guess that's the,
almost more like, confessional as opposed to a talking
yes,
head.
That's it. You hit it yes. right on the head. Yeah. That okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Is that cool with everybody?
It's great with me. Christy?
Yes. I think it, I agree. I know Gary. It's like, I don't want to give her anything too different because we want a clear read.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I'm like, wait, I wish there was a way to synthesize getting her to sound tired.
Oh,
yeah.
That's is a yeah. note I can take.
That also works what, in that works yeah. in the like what I can't remember the word you said, Haley. Not genuine.
A confessional.
Or yeah,
genuine.
Confessional.
Authentic.
I think that tiredness can come through in that too.
Yeah, also, though, sure. If I'm the sponsor, I'd want to say if you're using Tranquil, you would no longer be tired.
Yeah, you wouldn't
oh,
be tired. But you...
I can change it. There could be a shift. It can start yeah, well, back when I was tired.
You know, let's
try
that. Talk too much. We yeah, talked too much.
We talked too much. Change it and shift too much. Yeah. See what I did?
Do
this
your
is
thing.
All my fault.
Do no. your thing.
We got this.
I still want to see your cat, but go ahead.
Intention.
I'm surprised. Usually she's asleep just right there. So maybe she'll show up in a minute. Maybe.
All right, Haley, go ahead.
I can't remember the last good night's sleep I had. It's like I hit 30 and my body just said, yeah, that's it. Be prepared to be tired for the rest of your life. I was dragging at work and had no energy to play with my kids. Then I found Tranquil, the new app that not only tracks my sleep patterns, but suggests certain types of meditation coupled with soothing white noise to guarantee me the full night's sleep that I haven't been able to find in years. Just by answering a few simple questions, Tranquil has changed when and how I sleep. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I have all the energy I need to be the parent my kids need. Thanks, Tranquil.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We'll be right back with you.
Cool. Thank you.
It's just uber directable.
Yeah, she takes note.
And all the instincts are there as well. I'm curious to see what Eileen's going to do with this because it's a little out of her wheelhouse for the age again. So, maybe that kind of youthful exuberance is something that a company like this would want because they want you to sound like you're on Tranquil. You're using Tranquil. So let's see what happens. Let's bring Eileen in.
Yeah.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi.
So, like the last round, we are throwing a cold read at you. And you should have it right there.
Yeah.
At your pleasure. Whatever you want to do.
I can't remember the last time I had a good night's sleep. It's like I hit 30 and my body just said, that's it. Be prepared to be tired for the rest of your life. I was dragging at work and had no energy to play with my kids. Then I found Tranquil, the new app
that not only tracks my sleep patterns, but suggests certain types of meditation coupled with soothing white noise to guarantee me with the full night's sleep that I haven't been able to find in years. Just by answering a few simple questions, Trinkle has changed how I sleep. And now, when I wake up in the morning, all I have is so much energy that I need to be the parents. All the energy I need to be the parent my kids need. Thanks, Tranquil.
Sorry. Just take the last paragraph again. Go ahead.
Sure. Just by answering a few simple questions, Tranquil has changed when and how I sleep. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I have all the energy I need to be the parent my kids need. Thanks, Tranquil.
Okay.
All right. Gary?
Please hit me with it.
I would do another read, and it's based on partially what you did. You did start it out very, like, still that sleepy person, and then go ahead and put more energy in it towards when you get to the end. So I just want to hear just a little bit more of that shift. And I know part of it was brand new words stuck in front of your face that you're trying to act through. I do like how you started out with her more low energy, and then kind of like seeing the tranquil working on you. Go ahead and let's make that a little bit more evident and see what it feels like. That would be my note.
Mm-hmm.
Christy?
I mean, it's hard because the character is 30 and has children. So I really, this one's kind of difficult. I don't really have a clear note for her, considering, you know, we're trying to put her down the best road for this. What do you think?
I liked your tone. I frankly thought I didn't think you sounded too young. Frankly, at all. I thought you were right in the wheelhouse with that. I would say take your time and don't concentrate so much on the words. If the words don't come, that's fine. You can either just take a pause and redo the line, or just make sure you're getting the feel of the product more than anything else. The words will come. It's all
that
new
makes
stuff.
Sense.
So just take your time and give us one more. See what you can do.
I can't remember the last good night's sleep I had. It's like I hit 30 and my body just said, that's it. Be prepared to be tired for the rest of your life. I was dragging at work and had no energy to play with my kids. Then I found Tranquil, the new app that not only tracks my sleep patterns, but suggests certain types of meditation coupled with soothing white noise to guarantee me a full night's sleep that I haven't been able to find in years. Just by answering a few simple questions, Tranquil has changed me on how I sleep. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I have all the energy I need to be the parents my kids need. Thanks, Tranquil.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's decision time. I personally don't think we need to go to a tiebreaker challenge. That's my own opinion. No. I think Haley is just more seasoned.
I do too. I honestly think Eileen will do great if she.
Oh, sky's the limit at 22 with that voice. Oh, sky's the limit.
Yeah, and I actually was surprised. Like, I thought she did great in that last. I just thought it was going to sound way too young.
Yeah, and it didn't
for her, but it really didn't for me.
I agree.
But I have to go with what you said, and I don't know how Christy feels.
No, I think Haley's the clear winner. I think she's ready to go. She's moving to California. Like, she could actually, like what we said, we are looking for somebody to literally start working. And she is in the mentality, and she's ready. She's really ready. In more ways than one.
She's got to get rid of that cat, though.
Yeah, the cat's got to go. We both agree with that. Cat's got to go. We'll dog's fine,
that.
But the cat's
got
to go.
Why don't we tell her that, you guys? What are we telling
okay.
that?
I'll leave it to Will to let her know, but I will definitely be nodding heavily when he says it.
Okay.
Get rid of that cat.
Totally. All right. So we, let's do this. Why don't we start with, we will start with Eileen and let her know. Oh, I hate this so much. Hey, Eileen, how are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Again, congratulations on getting this far in the contest. Unfortunately, this is going to be as far as you're going to be going.
Okay.
That said, all of us agree that the sky is the limit for you.
Yeah.
Your voice, the quality of your voice, and the texture of your voice, and especially the age of your voice, there's a young exuberance to your voice that everybody is looking for right now.
That's why I asked you how old you were, because I mean, you have, there's a big range in there that you are just going to do nothing but make money with your throat in this range that you have. You are going to, I'm telling you right now, unless you just stop today and said, I don't want to do this anymore, you're going to make a lot of throat money. You are going to make money with that voice of yours. It's such a sweet, endearing, drawing people in kind of voice. You are going to wallow around in that. Probably start expanding on some little older stuff, but while we're around in what you got now, because people would pay to have what you have right now.
And we'll pay to have you.
Oh, you're going
to
make money.
Yeah. No.
Are you already doing voice over there where you are now?
Not recently. I did before when I was younger, but I do want to get
back. Yeah, you get back into that.
You will. It's going to be.
You really are. Your voice is fantastic. Yeah.
Somebody's going to sign you. You're going to be working. If I had one suggestion for you, I would say take some improv classes, maybe take some acting classes. But the timbre of your voice, everything, it's you're right in that wheelhouse. You really are. You just, to be totally honest with you, you kind of ran into a buzzsaw today. Your fellow contestant was on point all day. And some days you have good days and some days you have bad days, and you were both really good.
You're really good.
You
just
really
know
are.
That. Like, all of us on here make money doing this. If we're telling you that, it's not a lie. You're really, really good. You have a fantastic sounding voice. So I would just say go do what he says, take those classes, and at the same time be doing this right now.
Yeah.
Because you got a good sound coming out.
You're going to be great. Yeah. And again, you went from 4,500 to the top, six? You know, not bad.
No. That's great.
So
I would hire you.
Like, I would too.
That's not even a
question. I will. Okay. So I guess, and it's tough because I want to address something while she's still on. Somebody DM'd me and said that they really, really wish that we could shout out y'all's socials. Unfortunately, we can't do that because there are people who are actively listening to you guys and wanting to hire you. So unfortunately, legal, I don't think allows us to be able to like truly get you guys first and last name. So I don't have a problem. We don't have a problem with it if they talk about it on their own socials. And maybe you could put the hashtag I hear voices, you know, and if you put the hashtag I hear voices and you were a contestant on the show, people will be able to find you more directly. But we will not be able to endorse, you know, everyone's socials for legal reasons.
Yeah, we can't with the legal stuff. But that's
But Eileen, like there's somebody out there that's watching this saying, I want to hire Eileen. Yeah. So please. That's awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Thank you.
And that's hard. That was hard to do, like pick up regular raw copy without even looking over it before.
Oh, no.
Just
no.
Yeah,
no.
Cold reading.
No,
feel good about yourself.
You
that's
did
for
great.
Sure.
Hold your head up high because you deserve it. And you will. We'll see you in the booth someday soon, I promise.
I appreciate that. I'd love to share what I have with y'all in the future. Thank you.
Please do. Thank you, Eileen.
Nice to meet
you. We love you.
Nice meeting you. All right, now's the
Smart
fun part.
Okay.
Except for that cat, bro.
Well, wait till, yeah. Mm. Hey, Haley.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So as I'm sure you know, we're trying to find somebody that could step into the booth right away. And the contestants are getting better. Just the it's we're really sucking it down. And we're trying so hard to nitpick and do what we have to do, but it's left us with a very terrible decision. And we hate doing this, but we don't like your cat.
We can't deal with that cat
you
anymore.
Would have gone
I have
forward
another one.
If not for your cat.
Wait, hold on. She just said something. Oh, you have another.
Oh, two,
two cats.
Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're moving on to the next round.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Oh my God. We get her every time.
I thought with that one, if it was one
I
cat,
had a
no,
heart condition.
I know.
Well,
we
then,
done
you know,
a,
you would do the copy
disclaimer
for the heart medicine, but no. Congratulations to the final.
God.
You're on to the final four. You're on to the final four.
Good stuff.
So, and again, I was not lying. I was not lying when I said that it's getting tougher. The contestants are all so good. We are nitpicking left and right. Just keep doing what you're doing and go from there because we are going to see you in the next round.
Oh my God, thank you. I may cry when I hang up, but I'll try not to.
That's okay. I can also promise you, though, that the next round, we're going to start to get really real. So it's going
to
be...
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's the next round's gonna be even tougher and tougher and tougher. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Can keep the cats, I guess. That's fine. By the way,
I'm not doing that. I'm not the nice guy here. Get rid of one of those cats. I'm not the one doing that.
Oh, and you have to flip a coin to find out which one. That's
so
terrible.
Cat
no,
not
I grew
cat
up
guy
with two myself. So congratulations, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
guys.
Ah, that's fun.
That's great.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining us. You were an amazing guest adjudicator, as we like to
I
say.
I really am quite something to deal with. and very, what a cool thing that you guys are doing. It really, I think of all the people that helped me get started when I got out to LA and even before, like to have somebody like, even if you don't make it all the way, giving you that kind of feedback that you actually need to advance your career.
So
that's a terrific thing you're doing.
Is this one of the guys that helped you right here? Is Mitchell Whitfield one of the guys?
That helped you memory out,
right? He found the picture, you guys. He found
the
it.
I had to find you a Mitchie the Kid. I had to find you a Mitchie
he's got, listen, Will has all the pictures, all the receipts, and all the names, all the phone numbers.
Of course
all
I
the
do. Of course
you said it, Christy. You
been
said
in the business
it
for 40 years. What do you expect?
Yeah, forget Kevin Bacon. It's like 2 degrees of separation
I
from Wilfred
it.
Al.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for joining us. Very quickly, where can people find you if they're looking for you?
On the social medias, on the TikTok, it's the Gary Anthony Williams. On Instagram, it's Gary Anthony Williams. And
that's
I don't care
great
about Twitter anymore, man.
Nobody
I don't
does
care about it.
I don't care about any.
Just come to my house. Just come to the house.
I love that. And don't forget, Haley's On It is star. When is it coming out? It's coming out early June.
8th. June 8th.
Haley's On It. Check it out. Great new show on Disney Plus, correct?
Yeah. First Disney June 8th, right? And then Disney Plus right after. Yeah.
Disney June 8th and then Disney
then
Plus right after.
Streaming right after. Yes, sir.
So go and check it out. It looks like it is going to be a phenomenal show. And of course, you can also see Gary and go back and watch him and everything else he's done, from Whose Line Is It Anyway to, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Boondocks, you name it. He has done it.
It's too much stuff.
It's too much.
Too much.
The best.
Thank you for joining us.
And I didn't deserve any of it.
Yes,
oh,
you
stop
did.
It.
Don't
Gary,
start.
That's not
don't
how you
start.
Finish the episode.
My fist fought my way into jobs.
Hey,
okay, that's the way you do
worked
it.
Like a charm. In all fairness, we both could take Mitchell. That's not a hard thing to do.
That's it. We could.
Thank you for joining us, and we will keep you up to date. We want you will want to make sure everybody gets a chance to meet the winner.
Much appreciated. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
this has
Gary.
Been a blast. All right,
talk to
ciao.
You soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was great.
Ooh, another tough round, man. Now everybody popping up. It's like you instantly know the faces, you instantly know the voices, and it's just getting harder everywhere.
Yeah, it was a little awkward. I'm not going to lie. It was a little awkward today. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate
it.
I hate it. Because Gary's right. I mean, Eileen's great.
She's great.
I mean, she's got that voice where, you know, you see her easily headlining a Disney Channel show, something like that. With
dude,
that voice.
Totally. After round two, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
But... yeah, she won round two for me, actually.
I thought so, too. Yeah. She's,
you know?
She had that, exactly what you were saying, that youthful exuberance, and she brought light to the product, and somebody's listened to this, and they're going to be like, yeah, we gotta get her.
Get her. Scoop her up. She's waiting. She's here. She's ready to go. She's a great worker.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love all of our contestants, and I would encourage them to stay in touch with us and let us know.
Oh, me too.
You know, where they're at. And we hope everyone listening had a great time. Gary was really a wonderful host.
How awesome
co-host.
Was he? Yeah, he's great.
He was really great.
But it's Haley. Haley, once again, moving on. Haley from Texas, moving on. We have what? One more round to finalize the final four, correct? And then... it's off to the races. Yeah. Well,
is that it?
I think so. I think we've
you
got...
mean like after
I
how
mean,
many
next
more episodes?
Week. No, I mean, next week, our final four will be picked. And then we go to our final two and then we go to our winner.
Wow. This is getting faster and faster.
Isn't
crazy.
It? It's crazy. It's getting
oh my gosh.
Fast.
I guess we're going to have to start booking tickets to go to LA to see this person.
Figure out. Well, I live here, so I don't have to book much, but you will have to. You'll have to get here. I'm here.
Gosh, I guess so. Okay.
I don't like to travel far, though. So we're going to actually meet on
fine.
My driveway.
That's
it's just
okay
going to be
too.
Easier for everybody.
Half of Hollywood lives near your house anyway.
It's
so
true. I am in the sitcom development of Los Angeles. But thank you everybody so much for joining us once again on this amazing journey that is, man, just getting more and more difficult every week. It really is. Everybody's so talented. Mm-hmm. And we didn't start our show this week like we normally do with a shout out to everybody that's helped us. So we certainly want to thank all of our friends over there at Prime Video. Check out season 2 of The Legend of Vox Machina. You can stream that now. I always tell you how awesome it is. And I always say it's not because I'm on it, but it's because I'm on it.
It's because he's on it, everybody.
Exactly. It's one of the reasons, but it's a great show. So go check that out. All of our friends, of course, at Critical Role, our friends at CESD who are helping us with our incredible prize. And of course, our parent company, iHeart, who helped to make all of this happen. So thank you all for letting us live out our dream of doing our American Idol style contest, because this has been a ton of fun. We just didn't realize how difficult it was going to be. You don't think about that towards the end, about just how hard it's going to get. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will see you next week, or you'll hear us next week. I never know how that works. But thank you again, Christy, for just being in your white room and just being you. I don't think I say that enough.
I appreciate that, Will. I cautiously accept that compliment.
I love that.
But no, I do.
You.
I will miss... Look, I haven't done Comic-Cons a lot, and that's when we got to see each other most frequently. And then we did this podcast, and it's been great to continue to stay in touch with you. And it's going to be a bummer. I'm going to have like Will withdraw.
Withdraw. I like it. That's a new thing. My next product that I'm going to invent for next week is going to be to cure withdraw.
Oh, yes. Do you know Will Fidel? You might. Five other.
pretty much everybody does. Exactly. We have a new inhaler called Will Be Gone.
Will Be Gone. Okay. Ian, I want to know what the side effects might include.
Maybe I should do that one if you want. You've done all the writing. Okay. All right. I would love for you to write one.
Okay. Will Be Gone would be hysterical.
I will.
Oh, I love you, Christy. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Join us next week as we'll round out the final four. So we're getting there. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody. And don't forget, if you think you have what it takes to step up to the microphone, put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Viruez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, Will, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
Hey there, I Hear Voices listeners. This is Mia, the winner of the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. I am so glad I found this podcast, and I'm glad you found it too. Will and Christy, also known as Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable, interview the best known voices in Hollywood. From your favorite cartoon characters to video game voices, you never know who they'll talk to next. Make sure to follow, like, and download the I Hear Voices podcast on iHeart, Apple, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, if you think you have what it takes, put your voices where your mouth is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.